Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Keeping It Real with Beth and Darren. And we are truly keeping it real today because we are.
Where are we? Oh,
we're on location today. Yes. I am.
Location where? I gotta know where we are.
Okay, well, yes, it's like Carmen San Diego. Where in the world? We are in St. Thomas in Frenchman's Reef.
I'd like to show everybody a view, but since we're really only can be heard, not seen, you can't really show anything.
Right. When we have our own web series and we start showing video, you're going to be incredibly impressed. But we did this once from the Carlton Hotel in the city in the dead of winter, right?
Right. The only difference between that little stay versus this one is now 6:08. Beth and I really only started talking to each other fully. Probably, I want to say maybe about 3 hours ago.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right?
Yeah.
We had a very...
we had a stressful start to our vacation.
And Beth and I were not on the best of speaking terms. So how did we decide to resolve our differences? Like having a Blog Talk Radio show.
Well, not only that, and what was really nice is that we're here, the folks at the Marriott Resort are putting us up for a couple of nights in St. Thomas, and we've been here on cruises, but we've never actually been here where we've stayed the entire week. So we're going to be staying at the Marriott Resort where it has like an infinity pool and their beaches down below.
So we're actually out on the bed. Just you should lay it out.
Yes.
We're out on the balcony of our room.
We are overlooking the infinity pool and the ocean, with a view of like different islands. And what has been really interesting is that, you know, we've gone on tons of cruises. We are like a cruising family. And this is the first time that we decided, all right, we're going to stay on one of the islands that we normally visit on a cruise. And what we found out was that if you come to a place like St. Thomas, you could easily take a ferry to St. John or St. Croix or one of the British islands as well. And everything is really not that far away. So
it's $6 a person.
Well, yes, it is. There is a fee that from the hotel to get you down to wherever you're going. So you have to add, you know, things right. Add up.
Anytime you want to leave the hotel for anything, just
$6 a person.
Tack up, basically, figure it for a family of four, tack on $50.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. But that's okay.
But as John, my father-in-law,
says
can't put a price on a good time. And so, but let's go back. See, Darren and I have to say, we don't travel well together. I have a very intense personality when things are not going my way. Darren is a stickler for being on time to places, and I kind of freak out when we're coming up to the wire, right?
But I don't freak out, though. I do.
You're stickler for being on time. I'm the one who totally freaks if it's like, oh my God, we have like 10 minutes left and we got to get here. So if we were to be on The Amazing Race, we would be an amazing couple to watch on TV because we'd be arguing and we'd be great television, right?
Yeah, I don't know how well we would do.
No, well, we wouldn't do well on the show. We just would make great TV. We wouldn't do well as like racing. I'd fall apart.
They would have like divorce attorneys just waiting.
It'd just be sad. But anyway, so today we had to get up at 4:45 in the morning, and of course, our son had a stomach ache, so I don't even think I slept at all last night. So I don't know if you did either, but we had the dog in the bed, we had our son in the bed, we had us in the bed, and then we didn't have a taxi driver. We didn't have a taxi driver, but he was right on time. Yeah. Green Team Taxi, got to give him a shout out. They're always very efficient.
It's a very reliable service.
Yeah, if you're in New Rochelle, New York.
Yeah, you should, definitely.
Green Team Taxi.
Green Team is the way to go.
Yeah, anyway, so get to the airport at the carpet is up at 5:15. We got there at 6. Our flight was at 8, so we thought, oh, we have plenty of time for this trip, right, to get to wherever we needed to go. And I said, you know what, I really don't want to necessarily check our bags curbside. Why don't we go inside, go on the traditional line, and then we'll, you know, see what happens. Well, we go inside, and it is a madhouse inside. There are, and you don't even know which way you're going. You don't know what line you're supposed to be on. And some guy sent us on the line that was the self-service check yourself in line, and it was mayhem. So we decided to go back to where we had started, which was curbside check-in. The man was very nice. The baggage handler was lovely, and he got us all checked in, and our luggage did make it to the destination. And then we proceeded to go through security, which took another 45 minutes to an hour.
That was the longest amount of time I've ever
been. It was ridiculous. I mean, there was a woman there.
You would have thought that we were going to Iraq.
The TSA people have just, now they're like really getting annoying. There was, seriously, there's a woman at JFK who is Melissa McCarthy. I swear, I tapped you and I said, she's Melissa McCarthy. She was such a stickler that she made some people like go back through the machine because they weren't there to watch their bags go through under the conveyor belt. So she was holding up the line. She was totally annoying. And the problem that we had was we didn't have our seats yet. We had the boarding pass, but we didn't have seats. So I was kind of concerned about that.
We were going to be like seated all over the place.
I know. I thought
one
we were
in front, one in the back.
Yeah, it was going to be bad. So we finally get through, and we get to the gate, and it literally says like 15 minutes before we're going to start boarding. And we get the seats. We're like, oh, yay, we're all sitting together. Well, we were all sitting together like at the very last row of the plane next to the bathroom.
Next to the lavatory.
Next to the bathroom.
Next
to
the smelliest possible portion.
The worst. Everybody's walking there.
I try to explain that to our daughter. I said, oh, we're going to be sitting next to the smelly. We get the smelly seats. Like, no, it won't smell. Like,
oh, yeah.
Anytime you're sitting in all in the back of the plane,
it smells.
How could it not? Where's the smell going to go?
Well, and the funny thing, this time around, I've never really heard flight attendant banter on a plane until today. The lady who was like there was a stewardess who had a distinct, either a Brooklyn or a Queens accent. She was really authentic. I know Brooklyn. I couldn't tell. I couldn't place her. But she was incredibly authentic. And the funny thing was, like, she was like talking up a storm with everyone on, you know, all the other flight attendants. And then when I handed you the book I had finished, which, by the way, I'm going to give a plug to The Art of Racing in the Rain, which I finished on the plane, which I shouldn't have necessarily read because I'm having withdrawal and anxiety of leaving our poor little dog at home. But anyway, I handed it to Darren and said, you need to read this book because it's such a good book. And right at that time, the flight attendant walks by. She goes, oh, my God, that was such a great book. I read four books a month, and that was a really good one. I'm like, thank you. Maybe she should start a book club. The flight attendant
book.
The Mile High Book Club.
Mile High, yeah.
Right.
Mile High.
35,000 feet.
I think a mile high. You know,
different kind of mile high.
You think of it as a book club.
Right. But aside, before we got on the plane, we got our seats, and I said to our daughter, why don't we just go to that deli, which is about 45 seconds from where I'm sitting, because you had run to the bathroom. And, of course, she said, oh, no, I saw a Dunkin' Donuts. Let's go to Dunkin' Donuts instead. And stupidly, I took the bait. And we walk over to Dunkin' Donuts, and she wants to have her wake-up egg wrap, whatever the heck she wants.
I wanted to tell her to wake up.
Yeah. So we go there, and guess what? No eggs. No eggs for Dunkin' Donuts today. They had no eggs for the wake-up wrap. So I didn't have to order that. So I figured, okay, this should be an easy order. It should take us all of like a minute because we had to get back and the plane was boarding. I ordered iced coffee, medium coffee for you, and a donut. And we had a couple of drinks from the whatever. Do you know they got me the iced coffee? Like, they were screaming my name for the iced coffee. The hot coffee wasn't coming. And I knew because they forgot. Because the woman in back of me got her hot coffee. And now I'm getting nervous, and now I'm really getting annoyed. And honestly, I felt like it was a scene from Falling Down. I friggin' lost it. I lost it on the lady behind the Dunkin' Donuts. I said, where is my coffee? The lady behind me just got my coffee. My flight is boarding. Where's my coffee?
Where's my coffee?
Right. She goes,
you can't sit here.
She goes, I'm getting it right now. And I said, all the coffee. She's like, I'm making it right now. I go, all the coffee. Your coffee is all full. What are you talking about? Just give me the coffee. So I grab the coffee and then I turn around. And if I tell you, the line couldn't have been longer. Everyone looked at me like I was certifiably insane.
And during that time, I was over at the deli getting coffee for myself. And I was still in a really, really bad mood. Beth and I were really...
We were at each other's throats.
We were at each other, and I'm getting a coffee for myself, and I'm like, getting coffee for myself, am I going to get a coffee for Beth as well? I got a coffee for her anyway, because that's what you do. Because
that's what you do, and I got a coffee for you.
Right, so we got coffee for each other, unbeknownst to each other. and show up, and there Beth is as angry as can be. And I'm like, what? I got you the coffee.
And I'm like, you don't understand. They can't even give me a coffee.
Your daughter had to go all the way over to Dunkin' Donuts. They didn't have the egg. I'm like, what are you talking about? There's no egg. I had no clue as to what you were talking about.
Yes. So then we wind up, we get on the plane takes off on time. It was a bit of a bumpy ride. I have to say it was a little bit bumpy.
Yeah, you did not have a man of large size.
OMG.
Literally.
He was in your lap.
Literally.
I should have like.
This is not something I'm not saying, oh my God, I felt like he was on my lap. He laid back and his.
Was in your lap.
Literally on my lap.
Yeah.
And
he was sleeping. He was out cold.
And my daughter is like, come up and tell him to move up. I felt bad because he seemed like he was just, you know,
I woke his. They had to give that poor guy an extra seatbelt to make his seatbelt bigger.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was a big guy.
So, yeah, I mean, I was in the last row. And here he is.
You couldn't even back up.
I was falling asleep and I felt my knee started to hurt. And I woke up and all of a sudden. Right in front of me, I see a big bald head.
The guy's in your lap.
The guy is literally in my lap. I'm like, sir,
I tapped him.
Yeah, can you just move the chair up just a little bit? I don't mind you leaning back. I really don't. I'm like, what, one of these guys, like, I can't believe the way you're leaning back. Well, that's what you're supposed to do on a plane. You're supposed to lean back. But he was literally, his chair was
resting on my
legs.
The flight attendant tried to fix it, and it wasn't going back at first.
Oh, my God.
It was bad.
It was very nice.
I know. I think, though, like, it's funny because in the past, I would say if you would have rewound and it was 10 years ago, I never would have been like, dude, mister.
No,
I was like, get up.
She
I was like, excuse me, you're in my husband's lap. Move your seat.
Yeah, Beth is a lot more bold than that.
I don't have no patience.
In the past, when Beth and I used to go out, this is like when we first met, and if something would come to the table and we'd go out to eat and wasn't quite to her liking, or, you know, you could tell that something wasn't really sitting well with her and she wanted to get the service attention, she'd be like, excuse me.
Yeah, nobody would come
by. So I always used to make fun of that. They used to call it quiet talking. You know, quiet talking.
Excuse me.
Now it's like, if Beth has an issue. Excuse me.
You're in my husband's lap. Yeah. Move your chair. Do you need me to help you?
So
he moved. The man was nice enough to move his chair, and then the flight landed. It was a little rough of a landing.
A little bumpy.
And then. We actually like hit the bonus because they opened the door at the emergency exit.
Yeah, the first time in a long time.
We were out of the plane first.
We actually departed the plane from the rear.
Yes. So we got out.
So
we
were the first ones off.
Right.
Well, they departed from both sides, the front and the rear. I don't know why they don't do that anymore.
They should. They
why
should.
Can't they just do that?
Well, because people are stupid. I mean, at one point we were like we were just meandering and like the same
they
time as people were like, excuse me.
Had to redirect us. Like, please.
You can't.
We have no idea where you're walking.
Right, there's planes that are
moving. There are flights
around.
That are now not taking off.
You're blocking things.
Right.
So then our driver, George, showed up and he was lovely. He was
George
right on time.
Very, very nice.
He gave us a tour of St. Thomas coming to the hotel.
Very, it's very small. So
yes.
So it's found out St. Thomas is 30 something miles, the entire island. It's got a population of like 50 something thousand, which is smaller than the size of New Rochelle. To put that in
interesting,
right?
Interesting.
New Rochelle's got 77,000 people. And we were just talking about the country a little bit, and
he's telling us where to go. We were trying to like, I was trying to get him on like, give us some places to go restaurant wise. He didn't really give us anything. He wasn't opening up like when we go to Jamaica. Like they
was
open
no
up.
Yelp.
There was no Yelp. He was no Darren or no Dennis from Jamaica.
Not Darren, just Darren. Different
the other Darren. We have some good friends from Jamaica. But anyway, but we got here and it took a little while for us to get our room. But we went to the pool in the meantime. We did get some lunch and it was a little bit.
It was a little rough start.
Yeah, it was a little rough start just because we are New Yorkers and we have no patience. And now.
We have certain expectations.
Yes, but it all worked.
But they've made everything right.
Yes, and
they sent a beautiful care package.
A wonderful wine and cheese plate and candy for the kids and sodas, and we're drinking. Yep, we're here. Cheers! See, we're out here.
A
on our balcony.
I gotta refill my wine.
So. I know, we're overlooking the ocean. It's a beautiful view. And I mean, come on, we're on location.
What are we gonna be going?
We're going to Havana.
Havana,
yeah, we're going to Cuba tonight. I forgot to tell you. We're hopping
it's
over.
It's legal now, right?
It's legal. We have our, you just got your passport. Under the wire, Darren literally got his passport yesterday.
I got my passport yesterday. Not now. I didn't need it.
Mm-mm.
Right?
You don't need it, but if we want to go to the British Virgin Islands, you would. And we could if we wanted to. Because supposedly, according to George, it's 45 minutes away.
So it does help that I have.
Yeah, if you go to, I think it's St. Croix is the one that's the British
one. Yeah, I paid for expedited service a couple weeks ago and didn't come until yesterday. But it showed up.
It showed up. It got
but
there.
I actually said on the form that I was leaving August 6th. So technically they're late.
They're late, yeah. Well, but and you called this week and they said it was processing?
They said it was processing.
All right. They probably, at that point, they're probably like, oh, I guess we got to get this thing done.
Yeah.
The guy's going away.
Poor guy.
Well, but it turned out you don't even need it. But again, if you go to one of these islands, it actually is, it's like you make your own little cruise. Instead of you going on a Royal Caribbean, you can go and take a little ferry around.
I haven't quite heard it. Make your own little cruise.
Make your own little cruise. I think you could. I think it could be a lot of fun. So I am, for just so everyone knows, I'm going to be writing about our experience on Roll Mommy and Traveling Mom, and then I also write for She Knows, and I'll probably write something for Westchester Family, too. I could even write for the Bar Mitzvah edition of Westchester Family.
Bar Mitzvahs in St. Thomas?
Well, our friends actually had their daughter's Bar Mitzvah. Somebody is talking.
Hey, we have a special guest on the show.
Okay, who's talking?
No, it's
that old. Is it downstairs?
He's down below.
Oh.
He's, what? He's
exactly.
He doesn't know.
Good.
Actually, we should find out if we need any special releases from the show. So the coolest thing is that we were at a hotel by the pool.
Oh my God, like there's a speedboat.
And
oh,
we were in the pool, and what do we see crawling across the rocks, like right by the pool, like within 2 feet of us? A huge iguana.
Like ginormous.
Huge, ginormous. And
he would
some of the water from the pool.
He would be scaring Squapple.
Yeah, Squapple was like I don't even know if Squapple was a quarter of the size of this one.
Yeah, Squapple was like a tiny
his tail.
I told you when we first got there.
I
said,
look,
there's
like, what, where? Like, oh yeah, it just went off this side. I'm thinking it's like a little gecko.
It's like a dinosaur.
I'm thinking like Beth saw like a little gecko that she saw down at my parents' house in Florida.
Like, no. I saw
a
very
like
big
a, yeah,
thing.
This thing was like Jurassic Park big.
Yeah, it was like, it totally was. And he just wanders around. And they have signs that say like iguana sightings or something.
Really?
There was a thing right there that said that's
don't
what they
touch
do. Oh, why? Are they not nice?
Oh, they'll whip their tails at you, number one. Number two, they carry a fair number of diseases.
Oh, nice. I just saw a woman got her arm bit off by an alligator in Orlando, Florida. She was swimming. Got her arm.
She's swimming.
Well, obviously not in a swimming pool. She was swimming in a swamp or something, but she got bit, like she lost her arm to an alligator. She must have really pissed it off because supposedly alligators don't bother you unless you bother them.
She thinks she was pissing it off. Like, how would you come to that conclusion? She must have really pissed it off.
Well, because they said that usually, remember when we went swimming in that crocodile thing in Jamaica? And he was like, oh yeah, they don't really bother you. That whole crocodile thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. She might have been in the wrong place at the wrong time. No, I don't. Whatever. I'm sure it's like Jaws. Like, you don't necessarily mean to be where the sharks are. You're there and you scare them. Lost her whole arm.
My God.
Yeah, it was not a good day for her today.
I think I need to drink more wine.
Yeah, that was bad. And then another sad thing, Frank Gifford passed away today. 84 years old. They died at his home. He died of just, like, natural causes.
Yeah, whatever happened to Kathy Lee?
They're still together. I mean, well, not anymore, but they were together, like, after he allegedly had infidelities against her, you know, she forgave him, and they stayed together.
Oh, yeah, she did forgive him?
Yeah, they never broke up.
They always used to make fun of Kathy Lee, didn't
they? Yeah. Well, now she's, you know, she's got her show, the Today Show with Hoda. She does very well for herself.
She does have a show?
Yeah, she's on the Today Show. She's got a very big show.
Oh,
I don't follow. Well, you don't follow any of that stuff.
No.
Yeah, so it's sad. So he was 84, but, you know, lived a long life.
Yeah.
You know.
He used to be on Monday Night Football, I think. Yeah,
ABC. Look at that out there. I bet you we're going to be going on that in a couple days. We're looking at like a sunset cruise right now, and I think that's what we're going to be doing in a couple days. We're going to be going snorkeling tomorrow. We're snorkeling, sunset cruise, and night kayaking.
I like that night kayaking.
Yeah, when the sun sets.
That's really cool. So we're doing a snorkeling tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. From 1 to 4.
That boat looks awesome.
Yeah, that looks really nice.
So what else? What time is our dinner tonight?
8:15 at Havana. Supposedly has very nice reviews. I've been looking on Yelp. Thing with Yelp is you don't really necessarily know what to trust because usually it's like the people that work for the restaurant.
Oh, Yelp stocks are getting crushed.
Well, because it's not genuine. So you have to go. So I also found TripAdvisor, and so Havana got really good reviews on TripAdvisor.
I don't remember ever using TripAdvisor.
Well, I used TripAdvisor, and guess what? I was able to make a reservation on my favorite app of all time, OpenTable. I didn't even have to call anyone tonight. For tonight. Oh, yeah.
At Havana?
Yes, 8:15 reservation.
Really?
Open table, baby. I have not had to speak to a single person, and that makes me happy.
That's great. I know. It's just, the less you have to actually interact with somebody,
it's better. I'm not a nice person anymore. No.
You're a little less nice.
I'm not as nice as I used to be.
No, you're nice. You're just impatient.
I am super impatient.
Nice. You're just not nice to me.
And you know what? Recently, someone had said that they had like they kind of equated me to being kind of emotional, and I got really aggravated about it. And now I realized it is true.
And now I saw it myself.
You saw it yourself. I am a very emotional person. I get very.
It was pretty bad today.
Last night it was bad, but today it was bad too.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep at all last night. I don't do well when I don't sleep.
No. I don't do well when I don't sleep either. I slept a lot today. I slept a little bit vertically on the plane today.
I didn't. I finished my book.
Yeah, and then I came back and slept by the pool. And I slept a little more in the room. And then we were surprised by the cheese and empanadas or whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to get a nice tour tomorrow of the place. You guys can come if you want, or you can sleep in, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I think I'll sleep in.
Yeah, so I'm going to go for a nice have a breakfast and a tour to find out more about St. Thomas. And I'm going to be writing about my whole adventure and our whole adventure, and maybe we'll share some video and some photos. Becca brought her camera. We got all kinds of technology.
Well, I don't want to say too much, but this week is pretty much our last hurrah
before the storm.
Right.
The big thing is we're going to be making an announcement. I think I foresee a ribbon cutting with the mayor of New Rochelle.
We're going to leave it at that.
It's going to be a big deal. We're going to be like, this is the start of something huge. And my business is just...
It's doing fine.
It's doing fine. Paying bills.
Paying bills.
Paying bills. So I work to pay bills.
Right, we're going to pay for this bill.
Exactly. But it's okay, because you know what? It's a beautiful setting. The one thing I have to say, like we, financially, there are times when couples struggle, because especially, I think that for those of you who have young kids, you probably think, oh my God, there's so many expenses, but just wait until they get older, because it only gets worse. And yet, despite that, no matter what your financial situation is, I have to say, you always have to have a vacation. I don't care where you're going, how you figure it out.
I don't care what we're doing, we're going on vacation this summer.
I don't care. I don't care. I mean, and I really wanted to go to Jamaica.
Where's our daughter?
It's in my blue bag. I was having
a long discussion with my daughter before whether or not she likes her hair longer or shorter.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
She tell me how much her dress costs.
She's
become a good bargain shopper.
She's a good bargain shopper. She's been buying most of her own clothes this summer because she has a job. I'm so impressed with her. She's awesome.
I'm hearing that one. Whenever I ask her, like, where'd you get that? She goes, I bought it myself.
It's a beautiful thing.
I love hearing that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, come on. I mean, you can't really do better than that when your 16-year-old daughter finally gets a job and is making an honest living.
She's making more than me.
Hey, you know.
She's making more than me.
Well, you know, you're not. You make money from me. You've got some deals.
Yeah, I got some stuff going.
You've got some stuff going. You've been doing very, very well.
Well, listen, we're gonna cut this one short. We're gonna leave everybody wanting more, because everybody says our shows get a little too long.
Oh, we're a little loquacious.
We're a little loquacious, a little verbose. So
yeah.
We want to keep it going.
Yeah.
So why don't we just like, you know, leave
it there. We're going to end it, and maybe tomorrow we'll come back again.
Yeah, we'll let you know how snorkeling was. We'll talk about the snorkeling.
We'll tell you about the snorkeling. Oh, look, you got a message from somebody.
I got a Facebook message from somebody who used to take care of me when I was a little boy.
Oh, what's their name?
Her name was Marlene.
Marlene? Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, then.
So I'm going to write back to her, okay? So
okay. We're going to end on the Marlene Facebook message, and we'll hear more about Marlene tomorrow.
And we can't really say stay classy, because not when
can't
you're
say
in
no,
the,
no,
not
no,
in St. Thomas. So like, if we were back in the state of San Diego, but we have to figure out, an interesting tagline for St. Thomas when we're doing a show.
Chill out.
Just chill out.
Just chill out. I've had a long day of being a crazy maniacal nut job.
So we hope wherever you guys are, wherever you're listening from, that you guys are chilling.
Just chill out. Get a nice Robert Mondavi Cabernet Sauvignon, because this was quite
a nice.
And
then get somebody to buy it for you.
Get someone to buy it for you. Sit on a porch, whether you're overlooking the ocean, a stream, a bunch of cars in front of your house, whatever it is, do whatever you can to just enjoy the
summer. And have a conversation with somebody that you've been arguing with all day. You'll see how cathartic it is.
Yeah, make up. That's the whole thing. Like, we might argue, and I know we get into big knockdown dragouts sometime, but we love each other. We've been through this enough times. This happened to us on our honeymoon. This is not like it happened yesterday.
We
have a historical pattern of coming to blows when we go on vacation. But once we're here, it's a different story.
True that.
All right?
True that.
Okay, well then, cheers to everyone.
Cheers,
enjoy your night.
And chill out.
Exactly.
Take care.
Take care.